May 19, Revival, 1 Samuel 7. We have sinned against the Lord. Cry unto the Lord our God for us. 1 Samuel 7, 6 and 8. Samuel visited the cities and villages throughout the land, seeking to turn the hearts of the people to the God of their fathers, and his efforts were not without good results. After suffering the oppression of their enemies for 20 years, the Israelites mourned after the Lord. Samuel counseled them, "If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only." Here we see that practical piety, heart religion, was taught in the days of Samuel, as taught by Christ when he was upon the earth. Without the grace of Christ, the outward forms of religion were valueless to ancient Israel. They are the same to modern Israel. There is need today of such a revival of true heart religion as was experienced by ancient Israel. Repentance is the first step that must be taken by all who would return to God. No one can do this work for another. We must individually humble our hearts before God and put away our idols. When we have done all that we can do, the Lord will manifest to us his salvation. A large assembly was gathered at Mizpah. Here a solemn fast was held. With deep humiliation, the people confessed their sins, and as an evidence of their determination to obey the instructions they had heard, they invested Samuel with the authority of judge. While Samuel was in the act of presenting a lamb as a burnt offering, the Philistines drew near for battle. A terrible storm burst upon the advancing host, and the earth was strewn with the dead bodies of mighty warriors. The Israelites had stood in silent awe, trembling with hope and fear. When they beheld the slaughter of their enemies, they knew that God had accepted their repentance. For nations as well as for individuals, the path of obedience to God is the path of safety and happiness, while that of transgression leads only to disaster and defeat.